This is Dr. Mark Rohde. I'm a psychologist who works with recovery issues. Today the subject is getting a job when you've got little or no experience in the workplace. If you don't need a job, you can probably end this podcast now, but thanks for listening. This podcast mainly applies to younger people in recovery who need a job. Hunting for a job is often scary. Most of us hate rejection, and we try to avoid things that create discomfort. Beyond just looking for a job, the idea of dealing with customers, coworkers, and bosses can be intimidating. The idea of learning new skills demanded of a job can also be challenging. Frankly, many younger people see entry-level service jobs as being beneath them, or just not worth my time. To that I say, yeah, but you gotta start somewhere. It'll be a whole lot easier to get another job if you've already demonstrated positive work experience. Okay, so let's do it and make it as easy as possible. Many of the ideas here may sound a bit odd and are rather manipulative, but they work really, really well, especially for jobs in food service and retail. Many job applications are now online, and I'd encourage you to fill them out just as completely as you possibly can, but don't imagine that that's all you'll need to do to land a position. Wait about 3 days after submitting the application, go to the business, and ask for the name of the manager who's responsible for hiring. Now, a lot of people looking for a job will simply ask the first employee they see if the business is hiring. When the answer is no, they just walk off. Bad strategy, because the employee isn't likely to know about upcoming business openings. When you find this manager, introduce yourself and use his or her name as well as your own. Say something like, "Hello, Mrs. Johnson, I'm Meg Smith. I submitted an online application and I wonder if we might set up a job interview." Now, chances are you'll be told that they're not currently hiring, but you'll be contacted in the event of an opening. Smile, but say, "Hope you don't mind if I check back from time to time, because I'd really like to be able to work at, well, Target or Kohl's or whatever the name of the business." Now, this last response is rather manipulative, so let me explain. By specifically saying you want to work at their business, you are lengthening the conversation, and you've also set up the manager to question why you have an interest in working at their business. Many managers will respond with a question like, "Why do you want to work at Target?" Your response is critical here. Say something like, "Your business is known for customer service, and I know my success in business depends on learning how to take care of customers, so this place seems like the perfect fit." Now, this is the ideal answer, because the manager's job is to hire people to take care of their customers. Now is a good time to write down the name of the manager. Be sure to check back in 7 to 10 days, find the manager again, be sure to address him by name, and soon he or she will begin to recognize you as being polite, tenacious, dependable, and they'll know you really want to work there. Now, if a business has paper applications, find out the name of the manager who does the hiring and ask him or her for the application after you introduce yourself. Try to fill out the application as neatly as possible, and, this will sound odd perhaps, complete the application with a purple felt-tip pen, like a flare marker if you can find one. If you fill out the job application with blue or black, your application will look like every other application in the pile. You'll want to do something to make your application stand out, but not be too weird. Purple is close enough to blue or black that it won't seem strange like, well, green or pink. Use neat printing rather than cursive writing. You want your application to be as easy to read as possible because managers tend to think that applicants with neat applications will make better employees. So make your application a masterpiece. When you turn in the application, be sure to turn it into the manager who does the hiring. Ask for an interview and let them know that you really want to work at their business. If you turn in the application to someone other than the manager, it's apt to go into a pile of applications that will never see the light of day. You will also want to give your contact information to every friend that you've got that has a job with a company you might want to work for. Be sure that your friend calls you the moment that a job becomes open, someone quits or gets fired. Be sure to ask about the expectations regarding dress, and then immediately go to that business to apply. If you just happen to show up looking for a job after someone has just been fired or somebody has quit, you might be working before you even fill out the job application. Now, one last piece of manipulation. If you're hunting for a job, it's often a good idea to dress in a manner that's very similar to the on-the-job dress of their employees. A manager will have an easier time seeing you as a potential employee if you already look like one of their employees. When you get a job interview, first go to the business's website to find out more about the company, its values, the things they take pride in, and how they operate. Be prepared to answer if the manager asks you to, well, tell me a little bit about yourself, or what makes you interested in working for us. Think of a couple of questions for the hiring manager to show you're interested in the company. Ask things like, what opportunities are there here for advancement? Or, what do you like about working here? Once you've got the job, plan to get there at least 15 minutes early, at least on the first day. Ask questions if you don't understand something. Ask for feedback about your performance. Seek advice on how you might do a better job. Be sure to smile. Be genuine and take care of the business's customers. Expect that some things may not go right at first. If you make a mistake, own it and work toward improvement. You'll acquire the skills you need over time. Understand that most of what leads to success in employment is in maintaining positive relationships. Having the right skills can be important, but relationships and a positive attitude are typically a lot more important. That's it. See you next time. Happy job hunting.